It can be easy to get distracted and lose focus of your central message to a point where you've trailed off into different tangents and you don't know how you got there or how to get back. In this episode, we're going to discuss how to stay focused on your message. Grab your notebook and pen and let's get right into it, friend. Hey, sister, welcome to How Confidence Speaks. Do you want to fight social anxiety and speak with boldness? Do you find yourself Googling, how do I calm down before my presentation? And how can I be more confident? Do you feel anxious and insecure when you're in front of others? And instead of speaking effectively, your mind goes blank, you stutter, and you fear their judgment again? Hey, I'm Sarah. I understand how you feel. Public speaking can be hard, and it can feel almost impossible to find the confidence to do it. Until I learned the secret, Jesus has to be the firm foundation of every aspect of our lives. So in this podcast, you will learn practical tips to kick the social anxiety to the curb and go after the interview, give the presentation, speak publicly, and take on adulting with boldness, rooted in biblical truth. So take out your notebook and pop in the earbuds and let's get ready to learn just how confidence speaks. Hey friend, before we get into this episode, I have a quick question for you. How badly do you want to become a confident speaker? Do you want someone to just help you know where to start and what specifically you can improve on and grow in so that you can take each stage with sincere boldness? Then, friend, go on to sarahfernandez.co and click on Work With Me. You can sign up for a one-on-one 60-minute coaching call session with me where we will dive into the basics of public speaking, build a foundation, and tackle your specific speaking needs together so you can become a truly confident speaker. That is sarahfernandez.co, and it is also linked in the show notes below. Alrighty, now let's get back into this episode. I remember once I was having a conversation with someone and I was trying to explain something to them, but I ended up trailing off into this story that was supposed to help them understand my main point better, but then I completely forgot what my main point even was. And it took me a minute and I had to just keep telling the story until I remembered and could get back on track. And at that point, I felt embarrassed and stressed. And if you have been there, losing sight of what your message even is and getting distracted by other topics, that can feel like a lot, and you're not alone. So let's talk about today the three things that you can do to stay focused on your main point, on your message. Point number one, if you want to go into some kind of story, then I recommend keeping it very brief. If you start diving into more details and going down rabbit trails, you may paint an awesome visual image, but you'll be at the risk of forgetting what your main message even is. And remember, your message is the main point of discussion that you want to make sure that your audience walks away having learned about. Point number two. When you are creating your presentation, ensure that every subsection, every story and sentence points back to your main message so that you don't go off on rabbit trails. And point number three, practice your message to the point that you not only have your words memorized, but you have the overall message and purpose ingrained in your brain so you can deliver it from a place and heart of service, not repetition. I'll be doing another episode more in depth on this third point, but I briefly want to mention that when we get nervous, our focus is on how well we can regurgitate these words that we wrote down and are now supposed to present to these people. Instead of thinking and having our purpose be, how well do I actually know the heart and meaning of my message so that I can use it to reach those in my audience that will actually be impacted by it? To be a great speaker, you have to have a servant's heart and mentality. And you have to recognize that you're not learning these skills be able to go on these big stages and get all the accolades and applauses. No, you're doing it so that you can serve your audience better and reach them and engage with them better. That's why it is so important to stick to your main message when you are presenting and to not go off talking about different topics that don't relate or going off on tangents or different stories and then losing sight and forgetting what your main message is about. Because if you forget that, then you're not able to serve your audience well. So I challenge you, friend, as you are preparing your presentation, as you are practicing, make sure that you have these 3 points in mind so that when you do go to present, you don't get stuck in different stories or tangents and lose focus, but you're able to push past the distractions and remember what your main message is about. I know that was really quick, so I'm going to recap the points again briefly so that if you have not written them down yet, that you're able to, because you want to make sure you do think through them as you're creating your presentations. So the 3 points. 1, if you want to go into a story, keep it brief. 2, when you're creating your presentation, ensure that every subsection, story, and sentence points back to your main point. 3, practice your message to the point that you not only have your words memorized, but you have the overall message and purpose ingrained in your brain so you can deliver it from a place of service, not repetition. That is all for this episode today, but before we close out, I would love to take the time to pray over you. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all that you are good and holy and perfect and righteous, that you are everything that is amazing, and yet you still want us to be part of your wonderful plan. And so I pray over this listener that you would guide her in each day and each step that she takes, Lord, that when she goes to present, that she would not get distracted, but that she would stay focused on the message that you have called her to speak on, that she would not seek applause or accolades or whatever it may be that she desires from this world, but that, Lord, she would instead desire to bring you glory and that she would desire to love and serve on the people you have called her to. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Alrighty, sis. I will see you next time. Bye for now. Hi, friend. If this podcast episode blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to hear from you. You can also screenshot and share this to your Insta story. You can tag me at sarahnicole.fernandez. Or share this episode with a friend if you think that it would bless them too. That's the best way you can help me out. I'm so thankful for you. Until next time, friend, God bless, and remember to go after whatever He has for you today with confidence.